每一个人的人生都会有一些重点。
There's a focus in everyone's life.
Important point.
Important points.
这些重点来让人达到一些目标。
And these important points guide them to their goals.
主耶稣的一生有一些重点。
And in the life of Lord Jesus, there is an important point.
这些重点让主耶稣完成了救恩。
And this guide Lord Jesus to fulfill the salvation.
每一个重点都是必须的。
And every important points are needed.
主耶稣的这些人生的重点也给我们一些思考的方向。
And these important points give us some point, give us some time to think about it.
第一个，主耶稣的降生。
And the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
从主耶稣的降生让我们来思想谦卑这件事情。
From the birth of Lord Jesus, we can think about being humble.
第二个重点就是主耶稣三年多的传道。
And the second point is the three-year preaching of Lord Jesus.
这让我们来思想信心这个项目。
Leads us to think about faith.
第三个重点就是主耶稣的受死。
And the third point is the death of Lord Jesus.
这个来让我们思想爱。
And this leads us to think about love.
第四个重点是主耶稣的复活。
And the fourth point is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个让我们来学习生命。
This leads us to think about life.
第五个重点就是主耶稣的升天。
And the fifth one is the ascension of Jesus Christ.
这个让我们一起来思想盼望。
This leads us to think about hope.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第一节。
John chapter 14 verse 1.
第一节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
当主耶稣告诉门徒说他要被抓，他要被钉死。
When Jesus told his disciples that he is going to be captured and be nailed and died,
门徒就觉得非常的忧愁。
The disciples are worried.
那主耶稣在第十四章来安慰他们。
And Jesus Christ comforted his disciples in chapter 14.
主耶稣安慰他们的第一件事情。就是第二节跟第三节。
The first things he comforted them is in verse 2 and 3.
第二节，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
2. In my father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
主耶稣不但复活，主耶稣也要升天。
Not only Jesus Christ resurrected, he also ascended to heaven.
主耶稣说他升天去为我们预备地方。
He ascended to heaven to prepare a place for us.
第三节
Verse 3.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
3. And if I go and prepare a place for you,I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
主耶稣不但升天了，而且主耶稣说他还要再来。
Not only Jesus Christ ascended, he also said he will come again.
这就是基督徒的盼望。
This is a hope of a Christian.
这是一个最重要的、最有价值的盼望。
This is the most precious hope of a Christian.
这个盼望是实在的。
This hope is true.
因为主耶稣他已经升天了。
Because Lord Jesus have ascended.
我们来看对主耶稣升天的一些记载。
Let's look at some recordings.
我们请看路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章五十节。
Luke 24 verse 20, verse 50.
五十节，耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。
50, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
五十一节，正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。
51, now it came to pass while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
主耶稣在门徒看见见证之下，他升天了。
In the witness of the disciples, Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
那主耶稣在升天的当中，主耶稣又为门徒祝福。
And as he ascended to heaven, he blessed the disciples.
旧约的圣经预言主耶稣的复活。
In the Old Testament, it prophesies about the resurrection of Jesus.
那主耶稣不但复活了，而且主耶稣也升天了。
But not only Jesus ascended to, not only he resurrected, but he also ascended to heaven.
主耶稣升天不但有圣经的记载，而且这是一件真实的，这是一件真实的事情。
This is not only a recording in the Bible, but this is something real.
我们请参考约翰福音十六章。
Let's look at John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章第七节。
John 16 verse 17.
第七节
verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是以你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。
7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
这里主耶稣说，我去是以你们有益的。
Here it says,It is a benefit to the disciples that if he depart.
主耶稣这里所谓的我去，指的就是他要升天。
Here is the he means depart. It means ascended to heaven.
那主耶稣的升天要带给我们什么好处呢？
So what does the departing of Lord Jesus bring us?
他要这里主耶稣说，我若不去，保惠师就不来。
So if he does not depart from the disciples, the Helper will not come.
我们如果对照约翰福音，我们知道这里所说的保惠师指的就是真理的圣灵。
We know that the Helper represents the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，我若不去，圣灵就不会赐下。
It says that.If I don't go, the Helper will not come to you.
那也就是说，如果圣灵有赐下来，这就证明耶稣已经升天了。
So in the other way around, if the Holy Spirit come to us, then it means that Jesus have ascended.
今天我们都很真实的领受了应许的圣灵。
Here we all receive the promise of Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以深信着主耶稣已经升天了。
So we know we can have faith that Jesus have ascended to heaven.
主耶稣虽然已经升天了，但是他救人的工作仍然继续进行着。
Even though Lord Jesus have ascended to heaven, his works continues.
我们请看马太福音二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter.28.
马太福音二十八章十八节。
Matthew 28:18.
十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
18. Then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
这里所说的所有的权柄，都是跟对人类的拯救有关系。
Here it says all authority, it represents to the salvation to men.
所以主耶稣升天了，但是主耶稣救人的工作仍然继续在进行。
Even though Jesus have ascended to heaven, his works of salvation continues.
他的权柄包括着他再来的时候最后的审判。
And this authority also including the final judgment.
如果我们相信耶稣已经升天了，我们也就相信耶稣会再来。
If we believe that Jesus have ascended, we also should believe that he will come once again.
我们请参考《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章十一节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 1.
使徒行传第一章十一节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 11.
当门徒看着耶稣升天。
When the disciples saw that Jesus ascended to heaven.
那在场也有两位的天使。
There's also two angels here.
十一节，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样再来。
11, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will also come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
这当时的门徒非常的惊讶，非常的稀奇。
The disciples was amazed.
我们的主耶稣已经复活了。
Our Lord Jesus have resurrected.
我们的主耶稣多次的向我们显现。
He has appeared to us many times.
现在主耶稣祝福我们。
Now Jesus blessed us.
而且主耶稣正在升天。
And he is ascending to heaven.
他们一直看望着主耶稣在升天。
And they were gazing at Lord Jesus ascending.
这个天使提醒他们。
The angels remind them.
升天的主耶稣会再来。
The Jesus that ascended to heaven will come again.
你们有你们应该做的事情。
And you have what you need to do.
你们要回到你们原来的生活里头。
You need to return to your life.
你们回到人群当中。
You need to go back into the people.
你们要过着一个基督徒的生活。
You need to live a life of a Christian.
你们要过着一个有盼望的生活。
You need to live a life of hope.
一个最有价值的盼望。
A most valuable hope.
盼望着耶稣的再来。
A hope for the coming of Lord Jesus.
今天我们也都是活在这样的盼望里头。
Now we're all living in the same hope.
那我们来看什么叫做盼望，有盼望的生活。
So what does it mean to have a life of hope?
我们应该来过这一种有盼望的生活。
We need to live a life of hope.
如何来过这一种有盼望的生活？
How do we live this life?
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter
3. 哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3,
第四节
verse 4.
第四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
For when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
首先，还是回到一个很重要的基础。
Let's go back to the basics.
这里告诉我们两件重要的事情。
Here is tells us two important things.
这是我们每一个基督徒应该要相信的。
This is we Christians must believe.
我们相信这两件事情，我们才能够谈那个最重要的盼望。
We need to believe in these two things, then we can have this hope.
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣要再显现。
Here it says, Lord Jesus will appear.
简单的讲，主耶稣要再来。
Which means he will come again.
主耶稣什么时候来呢？
When does Jesus come?
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's look at Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六节。
First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
16节
Verse 16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
就是到世界末了的时候，主耶稣要再来。
So we know that at the end time, Lord Jesus will come again.
所以那些在基督里死了的，在基督里睡了的人，他们都要复活。
And those who died in Christ will rise again.
如果主耶稣再来，那还活着的人呢？
How about those who were alive when Lord Jesus come?
17节
17.
以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
所以第一件重要的事情就是到世界的末了，主耶稣要再来。
So we know that at the end times, Jesus will come again.
那第二件重要的事情就是我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And the second thing is that we will appear with him in glory.
这是一个最大的福气。
And this is a blessing.
我们人活着有很多的希望，很多的盼望。
In our lives, we may have many hopes.
一个基督徒一定要超越地上的其他的盼望。
As a Christian, we must transcend over the hope of life.
就是相信盼望耶稣再来。
Is to have a hope of Jesus Christ will come again.
我们要跟主耶稣一同显现在荣耀里头。
We will appear with Jesus in glory.
也就是说，我们要拥有一个像主耶稣那样子荣耀的身体。
And we will have a glorious body, like Lord Jesus.
这是保罗那个时代的每一个基督徒他们所相信的，他们所盼望的。
This is what every Christian believed in the time of Paul.
我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at First John.
约翰一书第三章第二节。
First John chapter 3 verse 2.
约翰一书第三章第二节
First John chapter 3 verse 2
第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed that we shall beBut we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
我们现在靠着主耶稣的宝血成为神的儿女。
By the blood of Jesus, we are his children.
我们有拥有现在的恩典，成为神的儿女。
We have this grace that we're able to become his children.
神的恩典不但只有在今生。
But the grace of God is not only in the present life.
神的恩典更包括着将来。
It is also in the future.
那什么是将来的恩典？
What is the grace of the future?
在这里约翰所说的也是一样，主若显现，我们必要像他。
Here John says, when he appeared, we will be like him.
像主耶稣复活，那样子有一个荣耀的身体。
When he resurrected and be revealed, we will have a glorious body just like him.
这是我们必须要相信的两个重要的事情。
This is two important things that we must believe.
我们再请看回哥罗西书第三章。
Let's go back to Colossians chapter 3.
所以什么是有盼望的生活？
So what does it mean to have a life of hope?
第一个就是我们相信两个重要的事情。
is that we must believe in two important things.
就是哥罗西书三章第四节所说的。
It's recorded in Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
哦，什么是有盼望的生活？
What does it mean to have a life of hope?
哦，就是拥有最大的安慰的生活。
Is to have a life of greatest comfort.
我们请看哥罗西书三章第三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
哦，这里给我们两个最大的安慰。
There are two comfort.
第一个，你们已经死了。
First, who you have died.
啊，一般人我们不能够这样讲，说你已经死了。
Normally, you don't say that to someone.
啊，甚至我们很不一般人不愿意提到死这个字。
Normally, people are afraid of death.
啊，但是为什么我说这一句话，你们已经死了，对我们来讲，这是一个很大的安慰。
So why are we comforted when we are dead?
好，我们来看圣经怎么讲。
Let's look at the Bible.
什么是保罗所说的？你们已经死了。
So what does it mean that you died?
我们请看罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章十一节。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。像神在基督耶稣里当看自己是活的。
11. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
哦，这里告诉我们，保罗所说的你们已经死了，指的是什么？
So what does it mean that you have died?
哦，我们知道罗马书第六章在讲洗礼。
We know Romans chapter 6.Talks about baptism.
那在这里，保罗讲到，当我们受洗的时候
，So when we are baptized,
我们已经死了，意思是我们向罪当看自己是死的。
So to sin, we are dead when we are baptized.
这个死常常就是一个切断。
Dead sometimes means to cut off.
一个事业做得很成功的人
，A person who is very successful，
当他死了
，When he's dead，
他就跟他的事业就切断了
，He's cut off from his possessions。
我们身上都带着我们的信用卡
，We all carried a credit card。
当我们死了，我们就跟我们的信用卡切断了
，When we're dead， we're cut off。From our credit card.
这张信用卡跟我们再也没有关系了。
And we have no meaning to this credit card.
我们也不会再去使用这张信用卡了。
And we will not use this card anymore.
所以向罪死了。
So when we're dead to sin,
这个对我们来讲是一个很大的安慰。
It is a great comfort.
我们今天人很多的不幸，很多的愁苦，都是跟罪有关系。
We have many sorrows and worries due to sin.
那我们现在跟罪断绝了，没有关系了。
Now we're cut off away from sin.
这个是一个很大的安慰。
It is a great comfort.
圣经告诉我们，还有那个第二次的死。
The Bible tells us that there's a second death.
我们从受洗从水里上来。
When we are after we're baptized and from the baptism.
Came out from the water.
Came out from the water.
我们重生了。
We are reborn.
我们复活了。
We're resurrected.
这是第一次的复活。
This is the first resurrection.
那第二次的死就跟我们没有关系了。
The second resurrection, I mean the second death, now has no meaning to us.
因为我们已经死了，我们已经向罪死了。
Because we have died, to sin.
我们现在活在 主耶稣基督里头。
Because now we're, we live in Jesus.
好，所以保罗说，在主耶稣基督里头，我们都要成为新人。
So Paul tells us that we must be a new person in God.
好
，in Christ.
我们向罪死了。
We are dead to sin.
好，罪不再做我们的主人。
Sin are not our master.
好，这个复活的主耶稣做我们的主人。
The living Jesus Christ are our master.
好，他是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
他是光的源头。
He's the source of light.
好，所以光来做我们的主。
The light be our Lord.
那所以保罗也说，我们是重价所买来的。
Paul also tells us that we are bought with a great price.
哦，就是主耶稣基督的宝血救赎我们。
It is by the blood of Lord Jesus who redeems us.
哦，所以我们要用我们这个身体来荣耀神。
So we need to use our body to glorify Him.
是的，这个身体也被称作是 lowly body， 卑贱的身体。
Even though our body is lowly.
哦，因为这个身体它会生病，它会老，它会衰败。
Even though we may be sick and we may perish.
哦，但是对基督徒来讲
，But as for Christians.
啊，是的，我们跟一般人一样，自然的现象，每一个人都会老，都会衰败。
Just like others, it's natural for us to get older, and our body will perish.
哦，但是我们这个身体也成为圣灵的殿。
But our body is the temple of God.
圣灵要内住在我们里头。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
就像以西结先书所预言的，神说：“我要将我的灵放在你们里面。”
Just like the prophecy of Ezekiel. God will put His Spirit in us.
哦，所以外在上看起来，我们这个身体跟旁边的人、跟别人没有什么两样。
Our outer appearance may be the same, just like others.
哦，但是我们可以用这个身体来荣耀神的名。
But we can glorify the name of God with this body.
这是一个很大的安慰。
This is a great comfort.
哦，因为我们达到了神造人的目的。
Because we have reached the, we have fulfilled the purpose of God.
哦，人生很大的安慰，不是就是这样来的吗
？Isn't this a great comfort?
哦，我们人生的一些目标达成了，我们觉得很安慰。
When our goal is accomplished, we are comforted.
哦，我们把儿女养育长大了，他们独立了。
When our children grow up and are independent,
父母亲达到目标觉得很安慰。
The parents are greatly comforted.
哦，人生一个还有一个不能忽略的很大的安慰，就是我们达到了神拣选我们造我们的目的。
And it is a great comfort for us that we have accomplished the purpose of God of creating man.
好，再看回哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3.
啊，第二句话说，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
The second half it says, your life is hidden with Christ in God.
哇，这是第二个我们很大的安慰。
This is a second comfort.
哦，这是一件很宝贵的事情。
This is a very precious thing.
哦，生命是很重要的，生命是很宝贵的。
Life is very precious.
哦，为什么人人想要住到比较安全的地方，比较有和平的地方
？Why do people want to move to a place where there's peace?
哦，因为我们的生命比较有保障。
Because our life may be protected.
好，住到一个安全的地方啊，我们比较有平安。
When we move to a peaceful place, we have safety.
哦，但是今天我们有发现，好像也没有一个绝对平安的地方。
But now we know that there's no perfectly safe place.
到处都会有事情会威胁我们的生命。
There's all kinds of things that can affect our life.
让人常常觉得没有安全感。
It gives us no peace.
没有安全也就没有安慰。
When we have no peace, we're not comforted.
那今天这里说我们的生命是跟主耶稣一起藏在神里面。
Here it says our life is hidden in Christ, with Christ and God.
这就是最大的安全，这就是最大的保证。
This is a greatest comfort and greatest protection.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14.
27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
有盼望的生活就是最有安慰的生活。
So a life of hope,
是最有安慰的生活。
It's a life of greatest comfort.
因为我们向罪已经死了。
Because we are dead to sin.
因为我们的生命是藏在神里面。
Because our life is hidden in God.
所以我们是最有保障的。
So we are most protected.
那最后我们再来谈到。那怎样来过这个有盼望的生活？
So how can we live this life of hope?
我们请看回哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look back to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章。
Colossians 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
1. If you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
这里讲到有盼望的生活的两个重点。
Here it talks about two points, of how to live a life of hope.
这是我们必须要应用在我们每一天的生活里头。
This must be applied to our daily life.
在第三章第一节的下半句话说，基督坐在神的右边。
The second half of verse 1, it says, Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
这是在强调着主耶稣救人的工作仍然在进行着。
Here it talks about how, which means that the work of Jesus Christ continues.
这也就是为什么我们要继续的传福音。
This is why we need to continue preaching the gospel.
主耶稣虽然已经升天了，他救人的工作仍然在进行着。
Even though Christ has ascended to heaven, his work of saving mankind continues.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是主耶稣的工作。
We are all workers of God.
我们每一个人都可以为耶稣来做见证。
We can all work and testify for Jesus.
那我们回到这里讲到生活的两个重点。
That's here it talks about two points of life.
第一个，我们要寻求上面的事。
We need to set our minds on things above.
我们要好好的来查好圣经，学习圣经。
We need to study the Bible.
我们每一天都要好好的来体验神。
We need to experience God daily.
我们要追求上面的，寻求上面的事。
We need to seek things that are above.
那些属灵的福气。
The spiritual blessings.
那再来第二个重点。既然要寻求，所以要常常的去思想、思念上面的事。
Since we need to seek those things which are above, we need to set our mind on the things above.
如果我们 很看重什么，我们就常常会成为那样子的人。
When we look heavy on something, we will become this thing.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第一节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1
第一节，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见，若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐。
1. Take heed that you do not do charitable deeds before men to be seen by them, otherwise you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
有时候人很喜欢得到人的称赞跟肯定。
Sometimes men really like to be acknowledged by others.
所以常常很在意人有人对我的评价是怎样。
So we pay close attention to what is others' view of us.
人是不是对我很尊敬、很肯定
？Do they acknowledge me, or are they confident?
如果是这样子的人。
This kind of people,
那么常常会在行善的时候，也不会忘记说赶快让人知道。
This kind of people will show their charitable deeds to others.
很多时候我们是鼓励说，我们在行善的时候要很低调的，要在暗中来行善。
The Bible reminds us that when we do charitable deeds, should not be before man, it should be behind the scene.
但是人如果很专注于别人对我的肯定跟对我的称赞，那么很容易的在行善的时候他就会宣扬。
When one is really heavy on other people's comments, that he would do deeds in front of others.
如果我们只是思想地上的事情，
If we only think about things that are on the earth,
那我们就只是成为地上的人。
We will become the one of the earth.
但是我们的盼望是在天上的。
But our hope is on heaven.
所以我们要多多思想上面的事。
So when you think about things that are above,
今天很多的世人，他们就是专注在这个地上。
Most people focus on the things of the earth.
所以我们一个已经靠着耶稣的宝血复活的人，我们要思想上面的事。
As we who are resurrected, being bought by the blood of Jesus, we should think on the things above.
我们相信耶稣要再来。
We believe that Jesus will come again.
我们相信我们将来要复活改变。
We believe that we will be resurrected and be transformed.
我们知道我们对罪，我们是死了。
We know we are dead to sin.
我们知道我们的生命是藏在神里头。
We know our life is hidden in God.
所以我们要常常提醒自己，我到底在追寻，在思想，在追寻什么。
So we must remind ourselves, what are we seeking after?
当然这不等于说基督徒不用吃不用喝不用穿。
This doesn't mean that a Christian doesn't need to eat or drink.
但是这不是我的专注，这不是我的人生目标。
But these are not my focus, these are not my goal of life.
这只是我现在活着我必须要有的方法。
This is only something that we need to have when we're in this world.
这些不会成为我人生的终极目标。
This is not the ultimate goal of our life.
所以在我人生的优先顺序里头，这些不是排在第一位。
So for the goals of our life, this would not be the number one.
这样我们才不会成为一个属灵驼背的人。
So we will not be like a spiritual
hunchback. 驼背的人只看地上，通常抬不起头来，只能够往下看。
A hunchback look on the ground.
那属灵的驼背的人就是这个样子。
And a spiritual hunchback is like this.
专注于地上的，只专注于地上，那么这个人不是过着一个有盼望、真正盼望的生活。
These kind of people look on the things of the earth. They do not have the hope of life.
所以我们来看一下这些古圣徒他们怎么来描写他的人生。
So now we look at the old the saints how they live their life.
他们也是过着有盼望的生活。
They live a life of hope.
他们有些人在世界上也是相当有成就。
Many of them have a success of on this earth.
但是他们知道他们的专注不是在地上。
But they know that their focus is not of this world.
请看历代志上二十九章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles.
First.
Oh, First Chronicles.
二十九章。
29.
历代志上二十九章十五节。
First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 15.
大卫说：“我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们的列祖一样。我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。”
15. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all your fathers. Our days on the earth are as shadow and without hope.
这是大卫王的祷告。
This is a prayer of David.
这是在他年老的时候他的祷告。
This is a prayer of him when he's old.
他已经完全的知道什么是一个过着一个有盼望的生活。
He knows how to live a life of hope.
他说：“我们在你面前都是客旅，都是寄居的。”
He said that we're all aliens and pilgrims before you.
在这里，这只是暂时的。
On the earth, it is temporary.
那我们来看新约圣经的作者怎么讲。
Let's look at the author of the New Testament.
请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章三十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 34.
第十章三十四节。
10:34.
因为你体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
34. For you had compassion on me in my chains.
三十四节，希伯来书十章三十四节。
34. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully you sent me in pondering of our good, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession of yourself in heaven.
拜神的人不一定每一个人都像大卫当到王。
Those who worship God doesn't have to be successful like King David.
其实有些人是很受苦的。
In reality, most of them are suffering.
但是他们一样是过着有盼望的生活。
But they can still live a life of hope.
最后一句话说，他们知道自己有更美长存的家业。
Here it says that you have a better and an enduring possession.
所以什么叫做有盼望的生活？
So what does it mean to live a life of hope?
不管我们的环境，我们的遭遇是怎样。
No matter what kind of circumstances.
我们知道这只是暂时的人生，这是客旅的人生。
We know that this is temporary. This is a life of pilgrim.
无论怎样的境况，因为我有盼望，所以我还是感谢神。
We know that we have hope, so we can give thanks to God.
因为我有着更美长存的家业。
Because we have a good and better enduring possession.
唱诗85首。
Let's sing hymn 85.
closing day of time. Oh, joy.